Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, as part of the budget announcements, there is to be a 25% reduction in the cost of childcare at creches and other facilities subsidised through the government's National Childcare Scheme, but it's not to be introduced until September 2024. Now, the increased subsidies will benefit the families of well over 100,000 children who are cared for in childcare. Just before I came on air, I discussed this with Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, Roderick O'Gorman, and I began by asking him to explain to me how the 25% reduction in fees or in childcare costs will happen.
Well, in summer 2022, I set out an ambition to halve the cost of childcare for parents in this country, recognising it is a major cost for so many families. I was able to take 25% off the cost in the budget for this year, budget 2023. And in budget 2024, we've been able to announce we'll take a further 25% off the cost. It's going to apply from September of next year, and it applies through increasing the subsidy we give to parents through the National Childcare Scheme. And we'll be increasing that subsidy from €1.40 per hour, what it is at the moment, up to €2.14 per hour. And through that, there will be an average 25% saving for parents.
The problem with that is many of those childcare providers were, in the last week or two, protesting very loudly on the streets outside Leinster House, saying that the levy they were getting, or the input they were getting from government, was too inadequate.
Well, when we talk about the childcare sector, we look at parents, we look at those providers you're talking about, and we look at the workers, the childcare professionals. And this budget helps all. We see the cut in childcare costs for parents that I just spoke about, but we're also going to increase core funding. This is the new funding model that I brought in 3 years ago now to support providers.
Mm-hmm.
This is separate to the 25% reduction, because you have to support providers as well as supporting parents as well.
Mm-hmm. And core funding will increase by?
Core funding will increase by 14% under budget 24.
And 14% increase to core funding.
We've been able to do a couple of other things in this year's budget on childcare as well. For the first time from September 2024, some childminders will be able to benefit from the National Childcare Scheme, those subsidies. So parents who are using childminders who register under the system we're establishing will be able to benefit from those cost savings. And AIM, which is the Access and Inclusion Model, that's the additional support we provide to services to allow them support children with a disability access the ECCE programme. Mm-hmm. We'll be increasing the number of hours that children with a disability can use earlier education and care as well. And that was a big ask from some of the organisations who were demonstrating two weeks ago.
And we were contacted already by one private childcare provider who said it makes no sense to make childcare more affordable for parents and for those same parents to have nowhere to send their children. There's a lack of spaces here.
Yeah, capacity is a challenge. And what we're doing on that is, first of all, by introducing core funding, since it was introduced 2 years ago, we have seen a significant increase in capacity across existing services. Secondly, in 2024, I'll be bringing forward a capital scheme to support the expansion of existing services so they can add new rooms, again, growing capacity. And we're also working with the Department of Housing in terms of, as you know, under planning regulations, when an estate of, I think, about 75 or more units are built, a childcare facility is to be provided at the same time. Those buildings often go up, but they're often not properly designed, not properly developed. And we're working with the Department of Housing and with local authorities how we can tighten up those rules so we can make sure that those services are delivered. Because we know there'll be tens of thousands of new houses built across the country under Housing for All. It's really important that the new childcare facilities are appropriately and timely delivered.
This is a real sticking plaster approach, though, isn't it? Because under the funding model that you have, they can't increase their fees. Isn't that right? But yet their costs are gone up. And some of their costs that have gone up or will go up are state legislated. For example, the minimum wage. I mean, you're adding pressure to childcare providers, aren't you?
It's absolutely not a sticking plaster. What it is a brand new stream of funding that I introduced 2 years ago, core funding. It was 207 million euro when I first introduced it. As of the changes in this year's budget, it will have grown to over 300 million euro. So we are providing massive state investment.
On this program,
but
recently,
we have to ask for some conditionality around that, it's taxpayers' money.
Minister, the conditionality that you're asking for has resulted in what Breed Smith said to us in the last 2 weeks, that six crèches have closed in her constituency in the past year. That's the result of your conditionality.
This year we're seeing the lowest number of crèche closures we've seen in the last 5 years.
Is that a good thing, though? They're still closing.
And the highest number of new services opening in the last 5 years.
Can I move on then to what we could broadly term, I suppose, family and child payments. There are increases to child benefit and there's initiatives around school books and school transport and so on. But the opposition and frontline agencies have said that child benefit, for example, is increasing by 12 euro. Wholly inadequate, they say, given inflation. What's your response?
Well, I think there's a range of targeted and universal measures that the government are bringing in, and there's permanent changes and there are one-off measures as well. And I think when you look at the analysis that the Department of Finance has done on both the once-off and the permanent, the core changes, they are progressive. The lowest income deciles are experiencing the biggest benefit from this budget. So I think it's really important, and every budget that this government has passed has been a progressive budget.
The Social Democrats have said the more you earn under this budget, the more you get.
Well, the analysis...
It's not at all progressive,
The analysis undertaken by the Department of Finance shows both the core package and the one-off measures are progressive.
Why go for universal increases?
We have universal increases in some areas, like in
child benefit, for example. Yeah, so millionaires will get the same child benefit increase as people on the poverty line. Why is that?
We've universal increases across the range of social welfare payments.
It's not effective,
but
is it?
We also have very targeted ones in terms of the qualified child, the additional payment for qualified children,
the extra four euro there. I mean, come on now. €4 of an increase.
Significant increase to the working family payment, which is again supporting families, often one parent families, who are seeking to go back to work.
Can I bring you back to the qualified child payment, an increase of €4. Are you saying that's significant?
I think it's on foot of an increase of that particular additional payment in every budget that this government has brought in. So it's consistent with our continuous efforts to...
Take that as a singular measure. Who arrived at that figure?
But it's not a singular measure. None of these measures are signature.
No, I'm asking you at that measure, the €4 increase specifically, who arrived at the €4 figure?
I imagine it would have been arrived at. It's a social welfare payment, so it would have been arrived at within the Department of...
Let me tell you what Focus Ireland has said in terms of homelessness and 4,000, approximately 4,000 children who are homeless in this country now, a figure called by some frontline agencies as shameful. Focus Ireland say the government has failed to deliver a children's budget for budget 24 for nearly 4,000 children who are homeless. We welcome broad measures to help households cope with the cost of living crisis, they say, but more should and could have been done to help those most at risk. What is your response?
Well, I think we have brought forward a very significant range of measures, targeted measures to help those who are most at risk. Some of them within the social welfare area, but some of them within the area of services as well. And I refer to what I spoke about earlier in my own department, the introduction of a new form of support for children who suffer disadvantage attending early years education, the equal participation model. This is a brand new support.
Let's focus on homelessness for a second. What specific measures in Budget 24 are there to eradicate homelessness among children?
Well, Minister O'Brien has received an additional €27 million within the Department of Housing within his allocation, focusing on homelessness.
Can I ask you about accommodation for international protection applicants? Thank you very much indeed. And those refugees arriving from Ukraine, what are the specific measures in Budget 24 to help the supply on that side?
Well, the key element is the provision of additional funding from the Department of Public Expenditure. There's an overall expansion of the Ukraine and COVID reserve funds that's grown to 4.5 billion euro. My department has an allocation of about 1.8 in non-core from that particular fund in order to continue to support and accommodate Ukrainians and international protection applicants.
Are you going to be using that funding to get some modular housing up?
Yeah, we continue to roll out the modular housing programme. We have over 800 Ukrainians accommodated in modular accommodation right now, and that programme continues to operate.
Will a greater proportion of the funding this year be used for modular housing?
Well, we'd hope across the end of 23 and into 2024 that all the remaining modular units, so there was 700 modular units financed through our department and the OPW in terms of this particular pilot, and they'll be completed.
Can I ask you finally, I know it's an issue close to your own heart as well and the Green Party in general, the 3.15 billion euro climate and nature fund. What is that? Because I've got very little detail on it.
Well, there's two funds announced today. One which will look after long-term demographic needs of our country, and the other is to focus on capital investment in times of economic slowdown, but also if we are not on track to meet our carbon targets. So that's the second fund, the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund. 2 billion has been put in that, and an extra 2 billion will be added to it each year. And it is to be used in a situation if we have an economic downturn, rather than in the past where we scrap all capital projects, that there'll be a reserve of money to use for them. But as you say, 3 billion of that 14 billion euro fund is available in the event that in the latter part of this decade we're not meeting our climate targets, and it will be available to support climate projects.
Was there an awful lot of tension between the Green Party and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil to push through some green initiatives here?
It's been a busy weekend. I've been in government buildings for much of Saturday and Sunday. And look, in a set of negotiations, you know, it can be tense sometimes. Mm-hmm. But we have a really well functioning government. We've delivered. We're going to deliver an 8 billion euro surplus this year, a 8.4 billion euro surplus next year, and I think we're using it wisely to invest in services, to grow the level of services, but at the same time looking to put money away.
And that was Green Party Minister Roderick O'Gorman speaking to me just before I came on air, the Minister for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. Some of your texts to 51551. Why wait until August for the childcare reduction instead of introducing in January? Perhaps good timing for an election, says that listener. Another, great to see the foster care allowances increased for the most vulnerable children in the state after 14 years, but very disappointing to hear it won't be implemented until the end of 2024. Why are we made to wait 14 more months? Also, no increase in the aftercare allowance. No mention of increase being index linked for the future. And I heard a number of people making that point. Another anonymous from Sligo says, never mind the average industrial wage of 45 to 50,000. Try clerical officer after 4 years on 29,000 euro per annum. Where's the benefit here, says that listener. And one more before the break. Token gesture to landlords will not encourage any to enter the market. I would like the minister's view on a landlord paying high rate of tax on rental income and the property next door renting out a room with up to 14,000 euro income tax free. Where's the logic and where's the fairness, says Tom to 51551.